And now we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today and for the rest of this week, I'm going to be answering some questions about reading. Many parents are mystified by the subject of reading. They know it's important, but they aren't sure exactly how their child learns to read. Especially, they do not realize that they have a tremendously important part to play in the preschool training of their child, preparing him for the time when he'll receive more formal training in school. Some time back, Instructor Magazine carried an article entitled, 50 Questions Parents Ask About Reading. The article by Roy Owen, the Associate Professor of Education at West Georgia College, listed 50 questions that the parents most often ask about the subject of reading. Today and for the rest of the week, I'm going to share some of these questions and answers from the article. The first question asks, at what child do children first respond to reading aloud? The answer, children enjoy reading earlier than you might think. As young as 1.5 to 2 years of age, they will respond when someone reads to them. A second commonly asked question inquires, should I continue reading aloud to my child as he matures? And the answer is an unqualified yes. Oral reading has long been known to increase a child's own reading interest. You need to encourage him in this way. A third question asks about kindergarten. Will it be easier for my child to be successful in first grade reading if she attends kindergarten than if she does not? And again, the answer is yes. A good kindergarten can be very helpful in preparing your child to read. It develops an interest in school. It helps him to enjoy structured activities. It gives a great deal of reading readiness training that will help your child with first grade reading instruction. Still another important question asks, my wife isn't much of a reader, but I feel we should both be enthusiastic about it with our son. Do you agree? The answer is yes. Young children know when their parents place great value on reading. Their reading habits will largely come from the reading habits of their parents. And so both parents need to value reading, setting a good example before the children. A related question asks, is there a relationship between the number of books and magazines in the home and success in reading? And again, the answer is yes. Studies show that young people who come from homes where plenty of reading material was available tend to do better in their own reading. The example of the parents paves the road for reading success by the children. Does a child's talking have anything to do with his reading? Yes. Children who begin talking at a young age usually begin reading at a younger than normal age, and reading will often come more easily to them. As they continue talking, they develop a verbal fluency. This has a helpful effect on their reading. The children learn to recognize words and know their meanings, so reading becomes easier to them. Since this is the case, is there anything a parent can do to help his child develop fluency? Yes. First of all, your own speaking will influence your child. If you are fluent, the child will learn from hearing you speak. This means that you should talk to your child. Give him opportunities to go different places and to do different things. And as you do so, talk about what you're seeing and doing. As your child matures, ask him questions and answer his questions. Don't be impatient with him. The last question, does television affect the development of my preschool child's reading skills? Definitely. In fact, some reading authorities think that television is the single most important influence on a child's reading. For this reason, it's important that you guide your child's TV viewing. Help him avoid junk programs. Expose him to educational programs. These are all the answers I'll have time for today. Please join me tomorrow as I continue to answer questions about reading.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.